This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
There's some pictures from TMZ of Chandler Parsons and Blake Griffin partying on a yacht with a bunch of models.
In a visa?
Yeah, visa. Doing their thing. John McClain joins In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez. It is McClain leg hiking time, and we're going to start with that story because you've seen the pictures on TMZ. We know Chandler Parsons is a man of the town, to say the very least, but TMZ caught up with him and asked him what happened on that boat. This is what Chandler Parsons had to say.
The yacht pictures of you and Blake?
Yeah.
That looked epic, man. How do we get on a yacht like that? How does that happen?
It wasn't what it looked like.
What do you mean?
Just some friends hanging out on vacation.
Who won the twerk contest?
We were really just chilling.
Was it like you guys weren't hooking up or anything?
Nah. It was a good time.
So John McClain, leg hiking, world famous. Do you believe Chandler Parsons was on a yacht and nothing happened with these beautiful models?
Absolutely not. nothing did happen, then something's wrong.
You are 100% right. How does he expect anyone to believe that? All right, here's my leg hiking. The NFL will adopt an 18-game schedule before this next agreement.
Absolutely not. There will be no 18-game schedule.
I'm telling you, don't shortchange that.
In
how much
which
the guys
people,
smoke
players
weed,
have
man.
To take off two games. You meant with players taking off two games, right?
Yes.
Framber Valdez will start another game for the Houston Astros this season.
Oh, my God, no, please. Please. No, 1,000 times no. He's been awful. I'd rather see Tyler White play first base than see Framber pitch again.
I would totally agree with you. All right. Major League Baseball will not rank among the top 10 most watched sporting events on TV for 2019.
Oh, boy. You know, well, the NFL dominates everything. Now, you count well, NFL with... Could the NFL be 19 of the 20?
Right.
Then, yes, Major League Baseball will not be in a top 20.
Because this is based on the top 50 for 2019 so far. Now, we're only in July, obviously. It was announced yesterday. Baseball's only entry in the top 50 was 43.
Jeez.
Was 43rd.
And the NFL was coming. This is not counting the NFL last season,
NFL,
right?
Well, it was playoff games and such. Because it's 2019.
Okay, Super Bowl in the playoffs.
So the NFL
no
had
Sunday Night Football.
All the top 10, including the Pro Bowl. NASCAR had multiple entries. NHL had multiple entries. Baseball, soccer, women's soccer, all these ahead of baseball. Baseball was behind all those other sports.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Crazy.
America's pastime.
Crazy.
Football's America's pastime.
I still
time.
Love it, though.
I love it. I'm just saying, they can't ignore.
You know, one of the things, they need Mike Trout in the World Series. They need Mike Trout to get out, and they need to put him in that. He was in that commercial with Andrew Luck in which they
really
danced.
Mm-hmm.
They need Mike Trout to be out there out front like the stars in the other sports.
Well, you know what they need, and this is something that I've said. And I'll have you. You can hike your leg on it if you want. The one advantage that the NFL has outside of magnitude of big games is – seeing the star players is not impacted by time zones. Like, you have to stay up extra late to watch Mike Trout. You have to stay up extra late even to watch LeBron James, which is why TV ratings dipped in the NBA last year. In the NFL, they're playing at noon or 3 on Sunday. They're playing at 7 on Monday or 7 on Thursday. And then they're playing Sunday night. Time zones, I think, are just as much of an issue as marketing.
I agree. I hadn't thought of that. And I think that is outstanding premise. And also, I love those late games because my wife goes to bed and I can do anything I want with the TV.
Put the hand in the pants like Al Bundy. Over the weekend, there was a roast between Jalen Ramsey and Texans rookie Charles Omenihu. I'm going to let you hear Jalen Ramsey and then Omenihu, and then I'm going to ask you if you want to hike your leg on my take.
Hey, y'all, look at this ugly. This man is top 3 ugly in the NFL.
That is Jalen Ramsey. Now, here's how
he talking about Omenihu?
I don't know. They were out bowling and throwing axes.
It was just some event, yeah.
So here's how Omenihu came back at Jalen Ramsey.
Smile. All that money this man got can't fix that gap. Invisalize, you need him. Dr. Seuss face ass boy.
Charles Omenihu won the trash talk battle with the NFL's best trash talker. Yes or no, John?
Yes, he did. Invisalign. I thought he's talking about his teeth, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We haven't talked about you.
They must hit it off pretty well. You got a veteran corner.
They clearly had some
and a low pick at a charity event, but they were hit it off pretty well.
Pre-existing relationship there.
Better than Ramsey did those quarterbacks last year.
Yes. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, James Harden will not result in any better result.
I'm going to say because the Warriors, even though Klay Thompson will be back in the playoffs, he's not going to be the same. It'll be the next season. I'll say if the Rockets play the Warriors in the playoff again, unless it's in the finals, they're going to beat them. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll say no. I'll say hike it. I think they're going to do better.
McClain,
I don't know how they're going to put it together, but I'm just maybe it's because I'm hoping.
John McClain leg hiking 11:20 every Tuesday right here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez.
By the way,
in the
Jonathan
loop.
Fagan in Sunday's Chronicle, it's online all over our website, did a great analysis of Harden and Westbrook and what they need to do with their games to coexist. And I thought Jonathan just had a terrific piece.
We'll check that out at the Houston Chronicle. Let me ask you this. Going back to the trade, the Chris Paul trade, because of what we saw and because the contract was part of it, was a disaster for the Houston Rockets.
Based on the contract, yes, but he helped them get to the Western Conference Finals till he got hurt, and they had a great regular season. So no, I won't say it was a disaster.
All right, Bill O'Brien will say the decision on Jadeveon Clowney was, quote, an organizational decision.
I agree 100%.
That was the easiest one ever. It's Big 12 Media Days out there at Jerry World in Arlington. Also SEC Media Days, but I asked John McClain what he wanted to talk about. He threw this out there, so I'm going to ask him. Oklahoma's the first team in Big 12 history to win four straight conference championships. The Sooners in 2019 will win their fifth Big 12 championship.
They will absolutely not. The University of Texas is going to win it. Tom Herman's going to get them back ranked in the top five, and he's going to get the Longhorns into the Final Four.
Where's Baylor going to end up?
I hope Baylor, when they won seven games, count the bowl game. I'd like to see him win eight.
That means Matt Rule's probably gone after this year.
He could be. If he is, he's going to the NFL.
He's going to the NFL. Speaking of Baylor, that tradition where the freshmen run on the field is one of the corniest traditions in college football.
One of the greatest traditions in college football. Better than having a bull standing down in the end zone taking a dump.
Trying to kill a bulldog.
Who has to capture that? Mm-hmm. Freshman, obviously.
We all know where greatest traditions are. Come on now.
Hubbalaloo, Kaluk.
Come on now.
The greatest tradition are the Aggie cheerleaders grabbing their
Yell
package.
Yell leaders, thank you very much.
Yell leaders grabbing their package.
Yeah, that's a great tradition.
No, you're right. It's you can't beat the Aggies.
No, you got if you see that band in person.
I tell everybody go. It's hard to say, but go see A&M. Go to A&M, and it's an incredible experience.
You have to make it out there
to a football game, not to school.
Hey now,
you okay there? My mom. By the way, this is random. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my mom on the phone yesterday, Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she was like, hey, I read that article that your co-host wrote the other day. That was very well written. And I was like, yeah, he used to be a writer. She's like, he used to be a writer? What do you mean? Like, what did he write? I was like, he wrote for the newspaper, and he also wrote two books. She's like, two books? Which books? And I was like, remember that gymnast, Carrie Strug, with the chili bowl?
Don't tell her to read Pastorini's book.
Oh, yeah.
And I said the Pastorini, and she said she's going to read the books.
Good.
And she was very impressed that my co-host wrote two books. Good. And she asked me where the hell I was at with my life.
What are you doing with yourself? Do better.
That's exactly what she said.
What was the name of that book?
Which one? Landing on My Feet or Taking Flak?
Taking Flak. Yeah. Dan Pastorini.
Yeah. Dan Pastorini. Right. Dan Pastorini, the toughest athlete in the history of Houston sports.
I would have to agree with that. The beating that Dan took in his career, especially early when his team was terrible, was just Unbelievable. Today's players having that kind of beating with the rules the way they were, they'd cry and call for their mommies.
You know the thing about that that is so funny, old school, just a real quick aside here, we're done with the leg hiking. Old school versus new school. Like, even the passes they completed, even the plays that they made, they were getting destroyed as soon as they released
the
ball.
Well, you could hit them in the head. You could hit receivers in the head coming across the middle. You could pad up your forearm and just whack them in the head.
I would love to, like, watch.
Pick up a quarterback, throw him on his head.
An entire Steelers, Oilers, like that Monday night game that the Oilers won here. Just see how many times he got, like, hit. That would have been a penalty.
One time he had a concussion and it looked like he was trying to get one of the Steelers to help him up. I was watching the highlights the other day. Like he got the crap knocked out of me and tried to make one of the Steelers help him up.
But just like how many penalties there would be if we watched the entire like that game.
Somebody sent me the other day a copy of that 79 playoff game in him and Renfro's pass.
The whole game?
And it's amazing to me you don't think about it, the rules back then, mm-hmm. how much more lenient they were. I was watching a thing with Pittsburgh and Oakland and the rivalry they had in Oakland safety George Atkinson. Lynn Swann be on the opposite side of the field. They'd throw a ball to Stallworth. Atkinson would go over and hit him in the head with his forearm while he's just standing there from behind. And nothing happened, and Swann would get a concussion and be out three or four games.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I actually watched the top 10 countdown. I woke up early Sunday morning, I was watching the top 10 countdown. You were on there, and I got to tell you, John, if you ever get like a weight loss endorsement for all the weight you've lost, your before picture needs to be that NFL top 10 countdown.
Yeah, you look, cameras make you look 80 pounds heavier.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Let's play the hits now. J.D. Clowney has a grievance against the Texans. The Astros' pitching issues continue. And Tillman Fertitta, his mouth got him in trouble. We'll tell you how next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.